This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Hour two of the big program, coast to coast across the entire country, 833-927-8255. We'll take as many calls as you guys want to talk about whatever topic it is that you guys want to have on your mind. So I'm kind of distracted because Chris is working diligently on getting us a feed. I want to listen in on the House Judiciary debating articles of impeachment, so we can get that to happen. We will try to do that. I think it'll be interesting to hear these guys do what they do and kind of talk over it and take some phone calls over it as well. But I thought it might be interesting to get a chance to hear those guys and the silliness that will ensue, I'm sure, tonight. Well, it's actually very serious, but the fact that Nadler and the rest of the crew, who were so hell-bent against impeachment 20 years ago, are now so so rah-rah behind it, it's rather remarkably hypocritical of them. It's funny, I was watching and doing a little research this afternoon, and it's really rather remarkable how many sitting members of Congress have been there since the Clinton scandal and the Clinton impeachment. How many of these have been through a couple of them? It's really crazy to think that these folks have been in Washington as long as they've been in Washington. And it's really remarkable. It really is. Anyway, our number, once again, is 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. And let me grab a call. I think we were supposed to grab this call, but we will anyway. You're up and on the air. Who's this? Hello. All right, we're not on there. I'll do something else with that. Hey, see where the Pentagon, by the way, suspended operational training for the Saudi military in the United States, which I think is a pretty smart thing to do. Operational training for all Saudi military students has been halted in the U.S. by the Pentagon in the wake of the shooting last week at the naval base in Pensacola, Florida. The Defense Department said Tuesday that nearly 900 Saudi students in the U.S. will be affected by the moves, which is being called a safety stand down. So that's good news. Listen, Chris was able to do it. Let's listen in on Nadler for a little bit. We'll chat over it. And if you want to call in and talk about it, you can. Go ahead, Chris.
The highest of high crimes is abuse of power. It occurs when a president uses his official powers to serve his own personal selfish interests at the expense of the public good. To the founding generation that had fought a king and won our freedom, it was a specific, well-defined offense. The first article of impeachment charges President Trump with abuse of power. The article describes President Trump's conduct and lays out two aggravating factors that we must consider. In pressuring Ukraine for a personal favor, President Trump both betrayed our national security and attempted to corrupt our elections.
Wrong.
When the president weakens an ally who advances American security interests by fighting an American adversary, the president weakens America.
When did Ukraine become our biggest ally?
When the president demands that a foreign government investigate his domestic political rivals, he corrupts our elections. To the founders, this kind of corruption was especially pernicious. Free and fair elections are the bedrock of our democracy. If our elections are corrupt,
do we lose it?
Everything.
Okay,
is corrupt.
I don't know if we lost it. Okay.
The president faces a second article of impeachment for his ongoing efforts to obstruct a lawful investigation into his conduct.
Yeah.
We have never, in the history of our nation, seen a president categorically defy Congress in this manner. If the president can first abuse his power and then stonewall all congressional requests for information, Congress cannot fulfill its duty to act as a check and balance against the executive, and the president becomes a dictator. Later tonight, you will hear more about both articles and how they describe a pattern of behavior that President Trump seems determined to repeat again and again. My colleagues will also address various procedural objections that have been raised in the president's defense. But there is one of those objections that I wish to address right away. Some ask, why not take more time? Why is this necessary now? Why do we need to impeach the president? Why not let the next election handle it? This brings us to the third and final question. What is the risk if we do not act? Over the past 94 days since the House investigation began, indeed over the last 3 years, one indisputable truth has emerged. If we do not respond to President Trump's abuses of power, the abuses will continue. We cannot rely on an election to solve our problems when the president threatens the very integrity of that election. Nor can we sit on our hands while the president undermines our national security and while he allows his personal interests and the interests of our adversary Russia to advance. The president's personal lawyer was in Ukraine again just last week. That was not 3 years ago. That was not 3 months ago. That was Saturday. President Trump's continuing abuses of power jeopardize our security and our elections. The threat is urgent. If we do not act now, what happens next will be our responsibility as well as his. I will close with a word to my Republican colleagues. I know you. I have worked with many of you for years. I consider you to be good and decent public servants.
There we go.
I know this moment may be difficult, but you still have a choice. I hope every member of this committee will withstand the political pressures of the moment.
Begging for
I hope that none of us attempt to justify behavior that we know in our heart is wrong. I hope that we are able to work together to hold this president or any president accountable for breaking his most basic obligations to the country and to its citizens. And while you think about that choice, please keep in mind that, one way or the other, President Trump will not be president forever. When his time is past, when his grip on our politics is gone, when our country returns, as surely it will, to calmer times and stronger leadership, history will look back on our actions here today. How would you be remembered?
You know, it's let me just say something. You can't call it down just for a second. You know, these guys on the left, the rest of the crew from the Democrat Party, yeah. All right, go ahead.
Be remembered for honoring that oath. I hope you feel the same. And so, with a heavy heart, but clear in my duty to our country, I support these articles of impeachment. I urge my colleagues to support them as well. I yield back the balance of my time.
Actually, let Rep. Doug Collins speak. I want to hear what he has to say.
Distinguished ranking member of the Judiciary Committee, the gentleman from Georgia, Mr. Collins, for his opening statement.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I find it amazing at best, hilarious, I guess at worst, that we come to, quote, a solemn and amazing moment. We've been on this path since November 2016. This is not new. We've been trying this for almost 3 years if you're a majority member of this party. The only thing that has changed is the opportunity from last November when you became the majority. The only thing that changed in your desire to impeach this president was that you became the majority. And we have spent all year in this committee trying to impeach the president. We have occasionally had markups on bills, most of which so partisan they cannot even go forward in the Senate, most of which that do not address any issue that we've talked about. But it is amazing to me that we're taking it now as such a solemn oath that we've made up something to now come to this point to say, this is very solemn, like it jumped up and snuck up on you. It's about like the holiday season. It doesn't jump up and sneak up on you when you've been expecting it the whole time. And that's what we've been doing. What has been amazing to me was is some things that we have seen. So let's take some perspective here for a little while. What has our committee, this great committee, come to? That's the question for us. Let's just take it for just a moment inside these impeachment hearings. This is our third. I'll count it into tomorrow for three. Three hearings in this committee of impeachment, and that's all we're having. What did we get out of those three hearings? We had a bunch of law professors, three of which who cannot stand the president, who cannot stand his voters, and cannot stand the fact that he's still in office, telling us why he should be impeached, and that inferences were okay to find impeachment. We had a hearing just 2 days ago from staff lecturing us on what's relevant and not relevant, and what they found in a report while the member that wrote the report hid in his closet somewhere, I guess, or in his office, not wanting to come face the questions of this committee. That should be abhorrent to everyone here. So let's think about what we've seen and what we've not seen. And again, Chairman Schiff is nowhere to be found. When we understand this, we look forward. Tonight it has started again. We talk about tearing down of national institutions and we start talking about putting our security at risk, when tonight, even in the chairman's opening statement, we start with one of the most amazing takedowns I have ever seen. When they can't make their argument that the president pressured Mr. Zelensky, they then attack Mr. Zelensky.
And all right, let me take us through the break. Chris, good job, and maybe we can go back to that at the bottom of the hour. I'd like to listen in on that. This is, you know, we joke about it and we are sarcastic about it, but the truth is, in the history of this country, this is a seminal moment. This is a big night. These guys are discussing something that is huge. All right, Capitol Hill, we'll check back in from time to time. My name is Lee Elsie. I got a chance to fill in for Wayne Allen Root when he's gone. He's actually out having a big day, and he'll tell you about that tomorrow. But we'll come back. We'll talk more. Your phone calls as well. Stick around. It's the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org. Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Sponsor of the segment, the show Real Water, the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go, and Real Water is up their game again. Now with the Real Water concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere on the go. I don't know if all of you understand the incredibleness of this offer. See, I drink nothing but Real Water all day from morning to night. It's the only thing I drink, by the way. I don't drink milk. I don't drink soda. I don't drink juice. All I drink is water, and the only water I drink is Real Water, except when I'm at a restaurant at night for dinner, and then I bring along my Real Water concentrate, and I turn any water into Real Water with Real Water concentrate. And now they're going to give you a bottle free of this Real Water concentrate. Real Water concentrate can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put it in your wine, your coffee, your tea, your juice, you name it. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the Real Water concentrate. Absolutely free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling. And by the way, you know, my big Vegas flagship station, I've got so many listeners in Vegas. Just go to Real Water. Call them up. Go there and get it. You don't even have to pay the shipping and handling. Just go get it at the plant. Call 702-381-1217, 702-381-1217, anywhere in the United States. Tell them where it sent you and get your free bottle. Or go to the plan. Don't even pay shipping and handling. 702-381-1217. How do you beat that offer? Or go to teamgetreal.com. And after you've done it, I'm telling you.
All right, we are back. Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn, Root USA Radio Network. And I do want to go back, if we can, what you missed in the break. But I want to say one thing before we do that. You know, I talked about this when I opened up the show today, that I was disappointed in CNN for not holding the hearings live as they did before, because it didn't look as good for Trump, or it looked better for Trump here and during today's hearings. Well, Fox News is not covering this, and that's a disappointment. Everybody should have this on their cable television. That's why we're bringing it to you. So let's go back and we'll play what you missed during the break.
That's the president, because nothing happened. And when President Zelensky confirms nothing happened, we start tearing him down. I never thought we'd cross outside of the ocean to try and basically impugn the integrity of a world leader like we have been for the last two hearings. We have also found other things that we have found in our very minimal hearings here in this body. Is we have seen that other committees have used political vendettas against ranking members and others, including members of the press who are sitting here tonight, by putting phone records in, naming names. I mean, you talk about getting even. We put names, Mr. Nunez, Mr. Solomon, others, on those four numbers that we looked at. And nobody would own up to it. Mr. Goldman, Mr. Schiff, of course, wasn't here, but even Mr. Goldman wouldn't own up to who said to do that, when they could have simply put in the record, Congressman 1, Congressman 2, Reporter 1. No, they got what they wanted. They got their drive-by. They got their political smear. That's the record being built in Judiciary Committee. Not a record of facts against this president. A record of a Democratic Party who's lost all moorings of fairness and good taste. That's what we're seeing here. And we can have all the flowery opening statements tonight we want, but they can't get away from that fact. What is the big lie that is being perpetrated here on us? The big lie is this. And one of the Democrats have told the American people, they have said this for 3 years. The big lie that we're hearing perpetrated tonight is, one, the end justifies the means. The lie is that the sham impeachment is okay because the threat is so real and so urgent and so imminent. The big lie is that political expediency is honorable and justifiable, and history has shown that to be untrue and dangerous. The big lie is that Adam Schiff had gained evidence in plain sight, he said, of President Trump colluding with Russia, and Special Counsel Mueller's report debunked that lie, but it continues to spread like a cancer every time we meet. The big lie is that the evidence of the impeachment is overwhelming and uncontested. The facts are undisputed. The very fact that people in this committee dispute the facts make them disputed facts, not undisputed facts. The problem that we're seeing here is, when you even get to the articles themselves, abuse of power. When you look at these articles and compare them to history, I'm glad the chairman brought up history. Because I would not write history. It will be written for us at a later time. Because they will not always be the majority, as he talked about this president not always being president. I do believe he will be president for 5 more years.
All right, listen, we got to get to a break. So what we'll do is we'll come back and we'll listen in as much as we can. What you're hearing is the actual debate going on, House Judiciary debating the articles of impeachment. And again, this is a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. This is why we're carrying it for you. I think it's important that we play some of this, at least for the next half hour or so. So we'll try to do that as best we can. If you want to call and comment as we're listening, feel free. We'd love to talk to you, 833-927-8255. A quick break. We'll come back with more. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing an executive order that fights anti-Semitism on college campuses. At a Hanukkah celebration, the president says the measure sends a message to universities.
This is our message to universities. If you want to accept the tremendous amount of federal dollars that you get every year, you must reject anti-Semitism.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says no one saw the challenges they faced in 2019.
Over the course of the past year, our views about the path of interest rates that would best achieve our employment and inflation objectives changed significantly as the economy faced some important challenges from weaker global growth and trade developments.
Powell also thinks the U.S. economy and policies they have adopted are both in good places. Your final numbers at the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow gained 30 points today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snowblowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth, so while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcast, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling, so when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves, you don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone, you just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff and you start talking. So, really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Alrighty, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, raw and unfiltered because there are no notes, no script, no teleprompter, no nothing. Just me ranting and reacting and responding and giving you my my opinions on the biggest news stories in America. By the way, the sponsor of this segment is My Doctor Suggests. Cold and flu season is here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. But if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, silver might be the answer for all of them. My Doctor Suggests products are made of alkaline-structured silver. They destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming the good bacteria. And I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when using their products because I have a very naturally and easily hoarse voice. As you can hear right now, it's really hoarse today. It was really hoarse Friday. Almost didn't make it through the whole show. What do? The minute it starts getting hoarse, I start sucking on their silver lozenges between every single ad break of the show, and I last the whole three-hour show, and I make it. Thank God for their lozenges. No colds in 4 years since sucking in those silver lozenges. No more brain fog since jugging down their silver solution, which is their liquid. It's really fantastic. And no more leaky gut. Every time I eat, I used to get fatigued or upset stomach. No more. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. And my skin is the best of my life thanks to their gel. Join me and thousands of people that have experienced a positive difference in their health with My Doctor Suggests. Get 20% off every order, every product. And you get free the book, The Silver Miracle, free by telling them you're a fan of Wayne Root. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT, and you get 20% off every order and the Silver Miracle free. mydoctorsuggest.com/root or 866-660-9868.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Wayne's got tonight off. He will be back. He's got a great story for you, ready to rock and roll for you tomorrow, so make sure you tune in at the beginning of the show. He'll be here for the entire 3 hours tomorrow on Thursday. My name is Lee Elsie, and you're listening to, again, Raw and Unfiltered on the USA Radio Network. So we have been listening and eavesdropping on the House Judiciary debating, again, the articles of impeachment, and I think we should check back in as Rep. Sheila Jackson, who 20-some-odd years ago was against impeachment for Clinton, but now she's all for it against Trump. Chris, can we go there?
My grandfather left his native land to join with his wife and to bring his aspirations and hopes to the United States. I'm reminded that he died an early death because of lack of access to health care, but yet I'm told he was still inspired by this nation, and I'm reminded that my widow grandmother watched Eric, Allen, and Samuel go off to war in World War II. These are America's stories, families who believe, and when the commander-in-chief violates his oath and abuses power, corrupts our democracy, it is a continuing threat to our national security. The truth is, it becomes like the leaves on a tree. It falls to the ground, and the trust that is a cornerstone of our democracy shakes in the stare of a government no longer for the people and by the people, but a government led by a president who undermines our democracy over and over again, and even looking forward to interfering with our election in 2020. It matters to the waitress on an early bus for the breakfast shift. It matters to the steel worker helping to build America. It matters to the teacher in a fifth grade social class, studies class. It matters to a mother kissing her young military recruit before they go off to their service to this nation.
How come it didn't matter to the Rust Belt, middle America, when they voted? You don't care about them then.
By distractions. This must be the time when we rise and sacrifice so that the wheels of justice turn toward right. Our sacrifice is unselfish. Our truth will set this nation free. Please. For this reason, I vote aye and must vote aye on the articles of impeachment, Article 1 and Article 2. For his truth is marching on. His truth is marching on. Impeachment cannot be walked by equivocation wrapped in doubt. It must be done both by the past and present. And the question is, the America that we know and love, can it survive the pillars of abuse? No, it cannot. And that is why I put my faith in trust and truth. And that is why we stand tonight for America's future. I yield back.
Washington's hypocritical soup.
Mr. Chairman, is
thick.
As we consider this evening articles of impeachment that, if adopted by this committee, the full House, and God forbid, garners a two-thirds vote in the Senate, would result in the overturning of a presidential election, it seems appropriate to consider how in the world we got here. We are witnessing, I believe, the most tragic mockery of justice in the history of this nation.
Agreed.
We are witnessing an inexplicable rush to impeach a president who is disliked, no, loathed.
Agreed.
By most of my Democratic colleagues and by their supporters. And as a result of that loathing, they see fit to abandon all basic tenets of fairness, due process, and justice guaranteed to every American under the Constitution. After the farce in the Intelligence Committee, we had dumped in our laps a report recommending impeachment with no time to adequately consider or review the materials. So much for the rules allowing members of the Judiciary Committee, or any committee for that matter, to responsibly consider such materials, especially if they're involving something as important as the impeachment and potential removal of the President of the United States. The report from the Intelligence Committee was based largely on testimony taken in secret depositions in the basement of the Capitol building, which was closed to most members of Congress, closed to the media, and closed to the American people. If that's not bad enough, the report scandalously published the phone records of the president's personal attorney, a member of the media, and a fellow member of this body. Under what legal authority these phone records were obtained, we have no idea. Then last Wednesday, this committee, the committee actually charged with handling impeachment, held the first of two hearings in which we heard from exactly zero fact witnesses. On Saturday, the Democrats on this committee announced that they had, without precedent, changed the requirements for impeachment so that the commission of an actual crime would no longer be necessary to satisfy the standard of high crimes and misdemeanors. And they announced that the president would not be permitted to present a case in his own defense. Every school child in America knows that it is improper and unfair to change the rules in the middle of the game, Mr. Chairman. It's an ex post facto law and forbidden under the Constitution. The flaunting of the law by the majority on this committee has been breathtaking. This past Monday, during our second hearing, again without any fact witnesses, we had the bizarre situation in which, rather than members questioning witnesses, we had staff questioning staff, and even had a staff witness get up from the witness stand down there, walk over to this dais, and begin questioning another staff witness. At the same time, Republicans on this committee were denied the absolute right to have a minority hearing day, which is guaranteed by this committee's own rules. The chairman of this committee and the majority have seen fit to abuse this committee's rules and ignore the rights of the minority with impunity. The majority should keep in mind that they will one day be in the minority, and they are setting a precedent in which they will likely one day be the victim themselves. Now we're debating articles of impeachment drafted by the majority on this committee, really by Nancy Pelosi and her cohorts, without any consultation with the minority party and based on what constitutional scholar Jonathan Turley called wafer-thin evidence. Tomorrow, this committee will hold a vote to impeach a president without having heard from a single fact witness and without allowing the minority party the ability to call any witnesses or present any defense. What a travesty of justice. In summary, over the last few weeks, House Democrats have either actively participated in or acquiesced to the drafting of impeachment articles based solely on evidence collected in secret hearings closed to the media and to the American people. Constitutionally prohibited ex post facto rules were welcome. The president's Fourth Amendment rights under the Constitution were ignored. The president's due process rights under the Fifth Amendment and his right to face his accusers and present a defense under the Sixth Amendment were also totally ignored. If George Orwell had written the script, no one would have believed it. People would say that it's ridiculously implausible, and yet here we are. To satisfy their base's extreme hatred of President Trump, House Democrats have taken a blowtorch to House rules, the rule of law, and most frighteningly, to the Bill of Rights. This is a sad day in American history, Mr. Chairman. The folks in the liberal media might be cheering you on, but I highly doubt that either history or the American people will judge you so leniently.
I agree. You're going to go down as a fool.
Gentleman yields back, Mr. Cohen.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
One more here.
Our Constitution embodies our values and laws and invests the power of our government in the authority of the people.
expressed through free and fair elections. When President Trump, for his own personal political gain, asked for a favor from a foreign leader, he did exactly what our founding fathers feared most. He invited the influence of a foreign power into our elections. This is one of the primary reasons the founders placed impeachment in our Constitution. Last week, Professor Carlin summed up his wrongdoing well when she stated, quote, when President Trump invited, indeed demanded, foreign involvement in our upcoming election, he struck at the very heart of what makes this country the republic to which we pledge allegiance. That demand constituted an abuse of power. She continued on, drawing a foreign government into our election process is an especially serious abuse of power because it undermines democracy itself. It's as if our founders could see into 2019, and when they did, they saw Donald Trump corrupting our democracy by saying to President Zelensky of Ukraine, I'd like you to do us a favor.
All right, let me take over. Listen, good job, Chris, for getting that out. So what you've been listening to, House Judiciary debating articles of impeachment, very, very, very important stuff. And I'm glad we got a chance to bring you some of that stuff. Now, I got some guests coming up after the top of the hour, so we won't be able to go in and out of that stuff anymore, but I did want to at least play as much as I could. This is a big deal. And I know sometimes being on the right, we trivialize it a little bit and mock it a little bit because we think it's so outlandish. And it is, the fact that we've gotten to this point because they hate a president and really not because of real reasons for high crimes and misdemeanors. Anyway, we'll come back. I'll talk a little bit about some other things when we return. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered.
Wayne Alarus, listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Balance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, everybody. It is Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network. Thanks for being with us the entire night. We've got a couple of great guests coming up after the top of the hour. We've got a best-selling author, Kim Strassel, who was on Fox News last night. And coming up right after the top of the hour, my good pal Dr. Anthony Alessi will break down some interesting medical issues with him coming up right after, again, the top. So we had been playing the debate, and I think it was worthwhile for us to play that, but we'll you know, spin away from that for a little while, the time being, and talk about a few other things. I had something here in the queue for us to talk about, and I won't spend a ton of time on this, but it's something that has been rampant. I mean, every time I peruse the news, it's almost on a daily basis, you see another story of a teacher having sex with one, two, multiple students, you know, and more often than not now, we're talking about female teachers with these students. And the latest one I'm reading comes from the New York Post, where a teacher is busted for having sex with a couple of students at a community pool. I mean, what is going on with these women? I'm sorry. I mean, this is happening all the time. A Florida teacher was arrested for allegedly having sex with two 15-year-olds in a community pool near her condo building. And, I mean, if I wanted to go through the last month, I probably could pull out four or five other stories where female teachers were having sex with students. What is going on with the females as far as the students go? And there's no way that this has been going on for a long, long time. This is not like a 40-year thing that's been buried. This is, I'm telling you, I think this is relatively new. So I think it's relatively new that this stuff is going on. And I don't know if it's a generational thing. I don't know if it's a societal thing. I don't know if it's an empowerment thing. I don't know if it's a woman's movement thing. Whatever. It's just not. None of it is any good. And I understand. I firmly believe this. And I know I'm going to sound sexist in a sense. It's different. It's different when it's a woman. You know, when a woman does it to a boy. It's not, to me, it's not as egregious, and it's just, that's just the way it is. I hate to say that, but, and listen, I'm not saying that the boys won't be damaged, and maybe psychologically damaged, etc. It's different, though. when a woman does it to a boy as opposed to a man does it to a younger girl. Because the man doing it to a younger girl is just absolutely, it's 100% over-the-top disgusting. And that person should be thrown in jail immediately. And, you know, women taking it down that road as well, there's a lot to be said about throwing them in a slammer too. But psychologically, it's got to be much more debilitating for a young girl to have to go through that than a boy, I think. All right, what do I have here that's different? Let's see. What can we make you laugh at before we get to the top of the hour? It's been such a stressful couple of weeks, man, right? I mean, holidays are right around the corner. This impeachment scenario. We had the IG report today. We talked about that earlier. It's just one thing after another, right? I mean, do you ever just sort of want to go sit in a dark room and literally just veg? You know what's weird? So, in the radio business, we listen to the radio all the time, right? And I always know when I have had my mental fill of news, when I find myself driving like long distances, like 30 minutes or so, or 20 minutes or so, and not having the radio on. What I mean by this, so, you know, you get in your car, you got the radio on, somebody plays maybe some music from time to time, but I'm sure most folks who are listening to me right now are talk radio fans. So you're probably playing, majority of the time, you got Wayne Allen Root on, the USA Network on, so you're listening to talk radio, and that's great. That's what you should be doing. But sometimes you get overwhelmed, and the silence is like a reprieve. So I'm driving down the road. In fact, this happened to me yesterday, I think it was. So I was driving down the road. I had to go for like a little 40-minute drive, and I realized like 30 minutes in, I was just sitting in silence inside my own head, and it felt kind of good. It's like getting away from everything. Anyway. Major League Baseball, real quick, I wanted to mention this before we got to the top of the hour. So, you Yankee fans out there, all you Yankee fans are so happy today, right? So, you got your guy, $326 million, I think it's going to cost you to have Gerrit Cole pitch, a couple of good seasons. Now, here's the deal. We figured this out today, and we got the calculator out. Now, Gerrit Cole, we took a look at his average starts, how many average starts he gets in a year, and how many average pitches he throws for each start. And it comes out to be about $11,130-something bucks per pitch that he will get in the 2000. Well, he'll get it from now on, I guess, or until he starts to scale back on how many innings he throws and how many pitches he throws. But can you imagine, I mean, if you're a baseball or sports fan, $11,000-plus per pitch, you're buying a house in an inning. You know, you're buying a really nice brand new car if you get a full count on somebody. It's great. Anyway, well, good for them. I mean, listen, if the owners can pay it, then the owners have it. I mean, in the end, it ends up hurting the fan a little bit because tickets are going to cost more, gear is going to cost more. It's just the way that it is. All right, what else do we have here? Do you know there's nothing in the Major League rule book that says players have to wear hats? I didn't know that. 80% of the population of the United States lives within a two-hour flight of Atlanta. I didn't know that either. And during a battle at a park between England and Ireland in 1916, there was a ceasefire every single day so that a park employee could feed the ducks. Now, see, that's a nice story. Even in war, ducks are important. All right, top of the hour. My friend Dr. Anthony Alessi will join us next. I wouldn't go anywhere, man. It's going to get good. It's been good, but, man, it's going to get real good. Stick around.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.